couches are usually smaller and sometimes are made into hide a bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A piece of furniture this big with lots of drawers and you put your socks in it is a
chest or drawer or a chef robe.
Mm-hmm. And how about a smaller piece of furniture with maybe a drawer here and a drawer there and a place to sit in front of it and then a mirror? What's that called?
That would be a vanity.
Okay. Is there a difference between a bureau and a chest of drawers?
Not too much, unless you're talking about antique furniture. My grandmother had a great big humongous one that was built into the wall, and she called it a bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And a chest of drawers, it looked like a chest. It was drawers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the bureau was in her bedroom, or was it?
It's in the bedroom.
Okay. Because I've heard of some bureaus being in the kitchen, but you never...
I don't think so in El Paso, unless long time ago.
Okay. Outside, you carry water around in a container with a handle, it's called.
Bucket?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Buckets could be made out of what kind of material?
Well, when I was small, we had wooden buckets, and then they were made out of tin and aluminum. And that's
okay.
About it.
And when you wash dishes by hand, you use a cloth, and that cloth is called what?
A dish rag.
Okay. And to dry the dishes?
A dish cloth. A dish cloth. Yeah, a rag you wash, and cloth you dry.
Okay. And how about people dry themselves off with a...
towel.
Mm-hmm.
Bath towel.
Uh-huh. And, let's see. You turn, to wash the dishes, you have to turn on the...
faucet.
And what comes out of the faucet?
Well, hopefully hot water.
And you heat water up on the stove in what kind of container?
Tea kettle.
Mm-hmm. And you would cook an egg on the stove in what kind of container?
You would fry it in a skillet. You would boil it in a stew pan, I guess.
Okay. And a makeshift lamp made out of a bottle and a rag and some kerosene in it is called?
We call it a coil oil lamp. It has a wick.
A bed on the floor.
I slept on a lot of those in my lifetime. We call those a pallet.
Okay. And do you have a name for a range blanket or a heavy bed cover?
A range?
A range blanket. Something that's very heavy because it might get cold on the ranch.
Oh, on the ranch, that would be a comforter. Yeah,
a comforter.
A range blanket. I thought of a horse. We call them horse blankets, so that would be a range blanket to me.
Have you ever heard of a sugan?
Pardon?
A sugan.
No.
Okay.
That sounds like an Indian word.
I don't know what it is. It's evidently the name for a range blanket in Utah or Colorado.
Okay. See, I never lived in Utah or Colorado.
Yeah, I always wonder if sometimes the words filter down here, but I guess they don't.
Did someone else use that here?
No, not yet. I haven't found one yet.
Uh-huh.
But I'm still wondering. A covering for a pillow.
Pillowcase or a pillow slip?
What would you use mostly?
Probably a case, pillowcase.
Do you think pillow slip is older?
I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If the light goes out, you have to change
the bulb.
Mm-hmm. And to protect your clothes in the kitchen, you'd wear
an apron.
Mm-hmm.
Just took one off a minute ago. Or else I'd do this on my clothes.